So I went to the Board of Supervisors not anticipating to say anything. I was just going to just show up and listen and then maybe the next time say something. But when I heard Wilma Wooten make those statements that after all of the research I've done, I knew was just blatant lies, that I had to say something because we're tired of being lied to. We're tired of being manipulated. So on the spot, I actually walking up, I felt my spirit say, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to say.
I'm an informed citizen and I know when you're lying. I'm an informed citizen and I know when you're lying in that propaganda that you were sharing. I don't care about the positives because obviously the PCR test is bunk and we know that. Whatever the positive tests say with this PCR test, which we know to be unscientific and be used at 45 thresholds, which makes these positive tests false positives. We're using propaganda that Wilma Wooten is using from the PCR test that we know that has been tested to be bunk. When are you going to speak the truth, Wilma? We're calling you out because we, the citizens of America, are tired of these lies. When are you going to speak the truth, Wilma? We're calling you out. When are you going to speak the truth, Wilma? We're calling you out.
A small number of individuals did not have any underlying medical conditions, but that doesn't mean that that death is a more significant death than the individuals with underlying medical conditions. This COVID-19 causes greater complications and...
When are you going to speak the truth, Wilma? Yeah. We're calling you out.
During a recent Board of Supervisors meeting, San Diego resident Sean Fredrickson received a ton of support from the community after he called out Dr. Wilma Wooten for using what he called propaganda to scare residents. Take a look.
Good morning, supervisors. Thank you for being here listening to us. Before I go further, though, I'd like to address Ms. Wilma Wooten and that propaganda that you were sharing. This is not factual. We've actually, being that we are not Cuba yet or North Korea, we still have access to the internet. And it's beautiful because your department has done a fantastic job of documenting the deaths in this county. So what I've done is taken that information which you've provided to ensure that I'm an informed citizen and I know when you're lying. So here we go. April 2021, there were 147 people who died in this county. Whatever the positive tests say with this PCR test, which we know to be unscientific and be used at 45 thresholds, which makes these positive tests false positives. We know this, and we also know that 147 people died in this county in the month of May. April. So let's go to May. How many people died in May? Ms. Wilma Wooten was talking about how all these people are dying. 54. We had 54 deaths in the county of San Diego. I don't care about the positives because obviously the PCR test is bunk and we know that. So let's go back to the deaths. That's hard evidence that we can use. In the month of June, how many deaths did we have, Nathan Fletcher? 80. How many residents are in this county? 3 million? 3.3 million residents in this county, and we're using propaganda that Wilma Wooten is using from the PCR test that we know that has been tested to be bunk because we've had 80 people die in this county. How many rights are we going to take away before we look at the facts? I'm an informed citizen, and I know when you're lying. Because we, the citizens of America, are tired of these lies. Because we, the citizens of America, are tired of these lies. That's hard evidence that we can use. In the month of June, how many deaths did we have, Nathan Fletcher? 80. How many residents are in this county? 3 million? 3.3 million residents in this county, and we're using propaganda that Wilma Wooten is using from the PCR test that we know that has been tested to be bunk because we've had 80 people die in this county. How many rights are we going to take away before we look at the facts? Because that's hard evidence that we can use. In the month of June, how many deaths did we have, Nathan Fletcher? 80. How many residents are in this county? 3 million? 3.3 million residents in this county, and we're using propaganda that Wilma Wooten is using from the PCR test that we know that has been tested to be bunk because we've had 80 people die in this county. How many rights are we going to take away before we look at the facts? We know what you're trying to do. There are good supervisors up here that are trying to fight for freedom like the Constitution, but where are the rest of you? Why are you silencing people and using this jargon to scare us into submission? When are you going to speak the truth, Wilma? We're calling you out because we, the citizens of America, are tired of these lies. We get lied to regularly. We're used to these lies. Who's going to stand up for the truth?
That has now gone viral. Sean joins us now to discuss what he's now got trending on social media with a hashtag, share your voice and be heard. Sean, wow. Hats off. Good to talk with you tonight.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I like the giddy up. You definitely have flair in everything you do. That looks nice. Okay, tell me, let's start with this. What motivated you to decide to go to the supervisors meeting and speak your mind?
Yeah, I think I'm motivated by the same thing that everybody else is motivated by. That, like, I've got friends and family that have been sitting at home wishing that they could do the same thing. And I feel like I'm motivated by hearing their voices, my family, my friends, my neighbors, all of them say, man, when's this going to be over? Like, why can't we see this fact and this fact, and the CDC is changing this thing and that thing, and the FDA changes this thing and that thing. And I feel like I've been blessed with the opportunity. So why not take it and do something with it?
Yeah, you certainly are being heard. What's the response been? Because, I mean, my goodness, I think when our social media guys shared it on just two of our accounts, we were at over 100,000 views in less than a half a day. That's a pretty rapid pace, my friend.
Yeah, that's insane. And, you know, I've been so overwhelmed and humbled by the number of people that have just been sending a message that say, hey, man, I'm in Australia and I'm with you. I wish that I had the same voice that you have, or I'm in New York and I wish I could do this, or I'm in Georgia. And it's just a resounding support of saying, we're in this together. You're not alone. Keep going. We need you. You're the voice for all of us that haven't had the opportunity to speak.
Yeah. And now you're saying there's another meeting coming up on the 17th and you're Absolutely. Calling folks out. You're saying, yes. Hey, join me in this cause. If you feel like I do, yes. And if you want to speak your mind, you're saying, come on down to the Board of Supervisors and talk.
Absolutely. So August 17th, we're going to start a big party. If you want, we're going to have live music. We're going to have speakers out there and food and coffee. We want families to come. We want fathers to be there to lead the families to say, this is what it looks like to be a resident in San Diego. Like, we're no longer going to sit back and be quiet, but we want to do something with our voices. Like, we need to be heard. I feel like I get so emotional. Gosh, because I'm so excited to see what comes of this, because I've been on my Instagram. There are hundreds of people. I have to scroll and I want to respond to all these people that are just so excited that something's happening, that somebody's speaking that's not divisive. Like, I'm not trying to make money off of people. I'm just trying to get people to have a little more freedom.
Yeah, you said it. You want to just use the Constitution. You want to present the actual facts. Don't take this the wrong way. You're awfully young to be this wise. When did you start feeling like this?
Oh, I think once the world shut down, I started reading the Constitution, Thomas Paine. I went all in.
Yeah, obviously you went all in. Did I hear a little one? Are you a dad? Because you said something about being a dad.
Yo, come in here.
Yo, let's see your baby. Let's see your baby. Is this your motivation right here?
Oh my gosh, this is my motivation. If you need more than this, then you got to be crazy.
Wow.
Like, I've got three kids. Wow. A father doesn't need to be more motivated than his own family. You know, this is it. And so, I'll show up for this for sure.
Yeah. So are these the faces? These are the little lives that you are taking this action for? Because I'm sure not everybody is jumping on your bandwagon. Not everybody is supporting you.
Oh, there's always resistance. You know, the second you stand up for anything, there's going to be somebody that opposes you. And it's not listening to the critics. It's who's in the arena, you know, like who's fighting for freedom and who's doing something. And you're going to make errors. You're going to make a fool of yourself. You're going to sound stupid, but who cares about that? Honestly, you're just doing something that that'll make positive change, make ripples so that other people can have a little more freedom. That's the hope.
You know, one thing I was taken back in as you were addressing the Board of Supervisors, you didn't have a script. You were making eye contact. You were just going down the line. I mean, did you rehearse this? Did you have any idea what you were going to say?
I think there's beauty in not having the chance to rehearse it. So I went to the Board of Supervisors not anticipating to say anything. I was just going to just show up and listen and then maybe the next time say something. But when I heard Wilma Wooten make those statements that after all of the research I've done, I knew was just blatant lies, that I had to say something because we're tired of being lied to. We're tired of being manipulated. So on the spot, I actually walking up, I felt my spirit say, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to say.
I'm an informed citizen, and I know when you're lying.
After all of the research I've done, I knew was just blatant lies that I had to say something because we're tired of being lied to. We're tired of being manipulated.
I'm an informed citizen, and I know when you're lying.
After all of the research I've done, I knew was just blatant lies that I had to say something because we're tired of being lied to. We're tired of being manipulated. So I went to the Board of Supervisors not anticipating to say anything. I was just going to just show up and listen and then maybe the next time say something. But when I heard Wilma Wooten make those statements that after all of the research I've done, I knew was just blatant lies that I had to say something because we're tired of being lied to. We're tired of being manipulated. So on the spot, I actually walking up, I felt my spirit say, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to say. And so I stepped to the podium and I just told them the truth.
Yeah, keep listening to your heart. Before we let you go, introduce your beautiful family so we have names and faces here. I love all the smiles.
My gosh. This is my wife, Bethany. It'll be 10 years, 10 years married.
Wow.
Here soon. This is my wife, Bethany, Zion, Aaliyah, and Brave. This is my, yes, my wife.
Yeah, babies usually are. All right, Sean, beautiful, beautiful family. I think you're starting a movement here. Of course, we are going to continue to follow you along the way. Thanks so much for your time tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
You got it.
Because I'm vaccinated. According to the California Department of Public Health, you can be in a spacious place outdoors and indoors without masks or social distancing when you're with other vaccinated people.
In that propaganda that you were sharing.
Want to hang out with friends or family without masks or a heightened risk of giving them COVID? Then vaccines got you covered. Not only does a vaccine help protect friends and family.
After all of the research I've done, I knew was just blatant lies that I had to say something because we're tired of being lied to. We're tired of being manipulated.
But it also helps reduce the overall growth of COVID and the danger of variants in your community. And if you don't believe it from me, then believe it from this dog. Our health and the health of our community is worth a shot. So be COVID safe and get vaccinated. If you want to learn more or find a vaccine site near you, go to coronavirus-sd.com/vaccine. And if you don't believe it from me, then believe it from this dog. Our health and the health of our community is worth a shot.
We're using propaganda that Wilma Wooten is using from the PCR test that we know that has been tested to be bunk. Because we, the citizens of America, are tired of these lies.
I'm an informed citizen, and I know when you're lying.